outbound or inbound in the state of Kansas was due to jobs. Family came second reason, with retirement being reason number three. Other factors included healthcare and lifestyle choices. According to the report, the outbound percentage for Kansas has been above 53% annually on the study since 2013, with Kansas consistently ranking number five or six as the most moved from state in recent years. However, in 2022, it did fall to number 14 before last year's numbers rising back up to number eight. Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty Eck Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty Eck Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty Eck Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
An investigation is ongoing in Coffee County after the Coffee County Sheriff's Office says that they're looking for information regarding a social media post that was a potential threat to USD 245 in Southern Coffee County that happened over the winter break. KAKE News reports that according to the Coffee County Sheriff's Office and the Sheriff Thomas Johnson, he says the office did receive the report of a threat that was made to the district back on December 31st as school was set to return on Tuesday, but was canceled because of the threat. According to law enforcement, the threat is still under investigation and says that any individual that may be identified in the case will be prosecuted, as the sheriff's office did hold a special meeting in the community last night at 6:30 at the USD 259 district office in Leroy. In a statement from the law enforcement just before the meeting, they said that no matter credibility of any threat, the sheriff's office will investigate and all steps will be taken to ensure all students and faculty are provided a safe learning environment. They are asking members of the community to also reach out to the county sheriff's office if they have any information. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the kickoff of the year of 2024. Also means some new law changes across the state of Nebraska from the state legislative session as they wrapped up last year, including minimum wage increases and motorcycle helmet use. According to KGWN out of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, they say that minimum wage increases have started as of January 1st, raising minimum wage in the state to $12 an hour from the recent $10.50. They say it's an ongoing wage increase after the minimum raise rose from $9 to $10.50 in 2023, with another raise that will begin in January of 2025. At the same time, those that receive tips will also receive $2.13 an hour as a minimum. At the same time, Legislative Bill 138 also went into effect to changing motorcycle helmet usage, mandating those over the age of 21 able to ride their motorcycles without a helmet if they've completed the Nebraska Department of Transportation's approved safety course. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. I Highway 77 in Newkirk.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their last meeting approved year-end fund transfers, including $650,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $20,000 from Emergency Management to Emergency Management Capital Outlay, $100,000 from the Sheriff to the Sheriff's Capital Outlay Fund, and $150,000 from the Sheriff to the Capital Improvement Fund. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve Hall Brothers' bid for 12th Road Overlay in the amount of $893,000 and a Hall Brothers' bid for Onyx Seal on 3.5 miles of the Winifred Road and 3.5 miles on the Landfill or Pheasant Road in the amount of $167,000. The county appraiser explained the valuation process for heavy trucks. Directive is given by the Property Valuation Division to use market or retail value in the Price Digest Value Guide. A motion was approved with U.S. Imaging for digitizing records in the Register of Deeds office for $248,000. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last week conducting mostly routine business. Committees will meet January 8th. The next regular supervisors meeting is January 10th. Planning and zoning will meet January 16th or 18th. And Gage County Township meeting is scheduled February 8th. Blue Rapids Community Action Team has been awarded a Kansas Department of Commerce Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant in the amount of $12,000 to be used for community vibrancy, food retail expansion, and public libraries. Through the grant, the committee is looking at assisting Riverside Market with a new freezer and cooler, shelves for the city library, and new city welcome banners. Seneca City Council is continuing pursuit of outdoor fitness courts with 70% of a projected $205,000 total cost currently funded, including city match of a $50,000 grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield and $40,000 in private local contributions, leaving $60,000 to be funded. A location near the aquatic park is suggested for the facility, which will include outdoor exercise fixtures developed by the National Fitness Campaign for all ages and skill levels for strength and agility training. 22nd Judicial District Chief Judge John Weingart has been reappointed through 2025 and will continue serving Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties as one of 29 chief judges reappointed by the Kansas Supreme Court. Quality Beef Day in Marysville is set for Saturday, April 13th. Washington County Saddle Club Annual Rodeo is June 14th and 15th, and the Hanover Days of 49 will be July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Helen E. Lears, 92, formerly of Seneca, passed away December 30th. Visitation will be held Saturday, January 6th from 9:30 until 10:30 with rosary at 10:30 with a funeral mass following at 11 at Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Memorials can be made to St. Peter and Paul Parish in Seneca with Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ellen E. Lears. Trudy L. Reith, age 71, of Washington, passed away Saturday, December 30th. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 13th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation will begin 6 p.m. Friday, January 12th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church. Rosary will be held at 7 p.m. also at the church. Memorial suggestions to the Lynn Community Nursing Home and may be sent in care of Christy Annual's Funeral Home in Waterville, also in charge of arrangements for Trudy L. Reith. James Jimmy Messick, 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services are pending with Kinsley Mortuary. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be held for final expenses. Contributions can be mailed to Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Messick.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, pork fritter, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some widespread fog early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying cloudy into Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Rain and snow showers may continue into Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 30s. And more showers may continue into Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Then some rain and snow showers throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Partly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and a slight chance for some rain and snow throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow likely on Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area, first part of January, 29 degrees. Record high on this date, 64, with the record low being 18. Sunrise this morning at 7:47, while sunset will be at 5:16. Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville is always
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Caitlin did it again in women's college basketball. Number 4 Iowa locked in a tie in a Big Ten matchup with Michigan State.
Out near the timeline, gets it to Stalky at the top of the key. Has it knocked away, but regathers it. Now to Clark. Step back three at the buzzer. Oh!
The call on Learfield. Caitlin Clark's game-winning three ball gave her 40 points for the game. The Hawkeyes defeat the Spartans 76-73. Men's top 25 action. Zach Edey and the number 1 Purdue Boilermakers continue to dominate.
On the drive, Lance Jones kicking a corner to Morton. Now swing it high side to Lawyer, left wing. Into Edey. He spins, he shoots, he scores.
That call on Learfield. Edey led Purdue with 23 points and 12 boards. They win their sixth straight, cruising past Maryland 67-53. Other top 25 action. Number 4, UConn crushed DePaul 85-56. Fifth-ranked Tennessee down Norfolk State 87-50. Number 8, UNC got by Pitt 70-57. To the NBA, the Celtics rallied to cut the high-octane Thunder's 12-point lead in OKC to 2 late in the fourth, but the Thunder would not yield.
Working the dribble between the wings. Shea screens high right. Go behind him. Down the lane on Tatum. Rises, fires the fadeaway 5-foot jumper. Rips the cords. Thunder by 4. Timeout Celtics.
The call on WWLS. Jalen Williams' jumper with 26 seconds left helped the Thunder hold on for a 127-123 win over the Celts. Joel Embiid returned to action, logging a triple-double in the Sixers' 110-97 drubbing of the Bulls, and it wasn't even that close. Hornets shocked the Kings 111-104. Warriors topped the Magic 121-115. NHL, the Hurricanes crushed the Rangers 6-1. Boston topped Columbus 4-1. Maple Leafs shut out the Kings 3-0. And the Avs defeated the Islanders 5-4 in OT. This is ABC Sports.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
High school basketball scores from Tuesday night. A look around the area. First in girls action, Valley Heights defeated Washington County 56-43. Hanover handled Lynn 49-34. Frankfort edged out Donovan West 54-44. Axel topped Onega 43-33. While Clifton Clyde defeated Blue Valley 59-42. And Southern fell to Freeman 56-14. In boys action, Valley Heights squeaked past Washington 53-45. Hanover handled Lynn 58-43. Frankfort topped Donovan West 38-29. Axtell defeated Onega 66-32. Clifton Clyde defeated Blue Valley 65-48. And Southern fell to Freeman 50-39.
The 51st annual Kansas Shriners All-Star roster has been announced, with Axtell's Sawyer Dieters claiming a spot. The senior lineman anchored a defense this last season that allowed less than 7 points per game and led Axtell to their third consecutive 8-man Division II state championship and current 39-game winning streak. Dieters joins Holden Bass of Nemaha Central on the East roster, while Brody Hayes of Clay Center was named to the West roster. One of 3 8-man players in the state to make either roster, Axtell Sawyer Dieters will compete in the 51st annual Kansas Shrine Bowl June 29th at Welch Stadium in Emporia. For KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home congratulates the students of Southern High School who have the determination and dedication to study hard and make the grade in music, science, the arts, and many other academic areas. From Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity and compassion. Smith Auto believes the scholars from Pawnee City have the drive to excel in all academic areas and are sure to pass with flying colors in this year's scholastic classes. You've got this. The community is proud of you. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. Creative Thoughts supports the Pawnee City students who excel in academic areas, which will assure success in the future. And thank you to the parents and teachers who encourage these young people to succeed. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop, offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we will take a look at the overnight session as well as give you a recap of yesterday's numbers, as it was a sharply lower day throughout the grains as better than expected weather down in Brazil is helping out their crop, certainly driving numbers a little bit lower. It was a big day for livestock. February live cattle finished up 342 at 171.92. April up 225 to 174.50. Same story for the feeders. January feeder cattle up 312 at 225.42. March was was at 226.45. That was up 335 on the day. However, lean hogs was quite the opposite. February hogs dropped 265 down to 65.32. April trading at 72.50. That was down 235 on the day. Again, as mentioned yesterday, it was a mostly lower day to sharply lower throughout the grains and the row crops. Corn right now through the overnight session is up a quarter cent at 4.64 a bushel. Maize up a quarter as well at 4.77 and a quarter. However, losing a few cents yesterday. Double-digit losses for the wheat market. March Kansas City wheat throughout the overnight session currently down 4.5 as well at 6.24.5. May down 4.5 at 6.27.5. And oats down slightly after finishing lower yesterday as well. March currently down a penny at 3.74 3/4. It was a very, very sharply lower day for soybeans yesterday. January soybeans currently throughout the overnight session down 1.5 at 12.72.5. March down 2.5 at 12.71 a bushel. Looking at the soy meal markets, January contract down 10 at 3.78.80. March down 10 as well at 3.79.40. January soy oil down 22 at 47.57. March cotton was sharply lower yesterday, however, making up for some of their losses, currently up 85 at 80.79 for the March contract. May currently up 92 at 82 even. Into the energy markets, it was a slightly higher day yesterday. February unleaded gas continues to go down, down a penny at 209 a gallon. February crude oil is unchanged at 70.38. Heating oil up 2 at 254. And natural gas currently up 1 at 258. Looking at the dollar index to start the day, up 24 points at 102.13.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse
Trailer. Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Cattle producers have many things to worry about as we move into the new year, one of them being their spring calving herds. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what producers should do to prepare for calving. He begins by sharing what supplies you need before the first animal is born.
Now is the time to plan ahead, okay? Before that first animal hits the ground, let's reassess what we have. Do you need to check any chains or grease anything? But then it's supplies, right? We have some usables that we may use. Have a good look at your calving chains, okay? If they've rusted or have any sharp points, go buy a new set and have those prepared. And maybe purchase some of those products prior to the calving season to make sure you have everything on hand. You're not racing around in the middle of the night trying to find stuff in the barn. Making sure you have all that readily available and you know it's clean, it's prepared, you have everything ready to go.
Tarpoff explains the calving process in stages and describes how producers can identify which one the animal is in.
The birthing process is a series of events, and that first stage is the initiation. There's a lot that happens on the inside of the animal, but there's not as much of what they're showing us. Outside of that, what initiates that calving, we see some behavioral changes that may say, hey, maybe I ought to go check her out and see what's going on. We could be in the initial stages of calving. Now, inside the animal, we have a series of events that gets initiated from hormone release from the baby calf. Its hormones initiate a series of contraction, dilation, and relaxation. Now, stage one of calving takes several hours, but once the first fetal membranes come through and they break, that's the initiation of stage two. That's our active calving stage. So when you see strings hanging out with a little bit of fluid that is broken, that's active calving. And that's where the cow herself, she'll lay down. You see her actively pushing. And you'll also start seeing things come through the birth canal. Finally, it ends with a live newborn baby calf on the ground and life is good, but always remember that she does have to pass the placenta.
He says what his rule of thumb is for deciding when to interfere with the birthing process.
When the water bag breaks, I say the rule of an hour. If she is not making adequate progress within an hour, there's a reason for it. Why a rule of an hour? Think about our young heifers. It can take them up to 2 hours to normally go through a calving process, but I break it down to the rule of an hour because I don't want her to get exhausted. If you're out checking your cows, you see her, you know, that water bag, we know she's in active calving, give her up to an hour. But if it takes longer than an hour, there's a reason for it, and that's when we want to intervene.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on what producers should keep in mind as they prepare for the calving season. Being prepared will save stress for the producer and animal. Find more information about this topic in the K-State Calving School at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Animals are suited for the outdoors, but are they at risk in cold weather? Absolutely. Some first aid tips for frosty paws today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 3rd, the third day of the year. Author J.R.R. Tolkien was born on this day, and in 1959, Alaska became our 49th state. Animals may be more suited to the outdoors than us, but even they are at risk in sub-freezing weather. If an animal has icy patches, discoloring of tissue, and shivering, they may be suffering from hypothermia, frostbite, or both. Your first step should be to seek professional help. In the meantime, move the animal to a warm place and wrap them in a dry blanket. Frozen tissue may be soaked in warm, not hot water, then dried gently. And here are two important don'ts. Don't massage or rub the affected areas, and never use a heat source like a blow dryer or heating pad. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Tech shares were a drag on the stock market to start the trading year, with the NASDAQ composite sliding 1.6%, the S&P giving up 0.6%. The Dow Jones did manage to gain about 25 points and closed at 37,715. The owners of plumbing supply stores may want to stock up now. Precious metals analysts expect copper prices to soar more than 75% in the next 2 years as disruptions in mining operations coincide with rising demand around the world. Tesla was the number one seller of electric vehicles, but it wasn't in the fourth quarter of 2023. The Warren Buffett-backed Chinese EV maker BYD delivered about 41,000 more vehicles than Tesla did from October through December. One of America's favorite fast food stops has been getting more expensive. Newsweek says that over the course of 2 years, prices at Chick-fil-A have jumped over 20%. Higher costs for ingredients and labor get the blame. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball across the state of Kansas back in full swing after the Kansas State Wildcats took on Chicago State last night. Now it's off to the weekend for both KU and K-State coming up with tip-offs on Saturday. The Kansas Jayhawks are still sitting as the number 2 seed in the nation as they take on TCU on Saturday. Their tip-off coming up at 1 o'clock. That is at home in Manhattan. They're coming off their latest victory on Saturday last week against Wichita State, 86-67 in their interstate rivalry, and the first time they've played in more than 9 years. Kansas State also staying at home in Lawrence with their tip-off on Saturday at 5 p.m. as they take on the UFC Knights. The Knights are coming off a big victory, 98-54 on Friday last week against Bethune at Cookman. Overall right now, Kansas is still sitting number 4 in the Big 12 Conference with a 12-1 record. Kansas State towards the bottom of the list at 10-3. The Wichita State Shockers have a tip-off tonight against North Texas at home in Wichita.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
After the latest victory from the Kansas City Chiefs in securing the win for the AFC West for the 2023 season, Patrick Mahomes says that he's been busy off the field as he has been on the field by surprising one student with tickets to the Super Bowl coming up in just a month. As KNOP News reports, a 13-year-old Isaac Murray.